Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, Alan, we've been through a lot of regions and grape varietals, and one that's you're telling me is emerging is one of your favorites, which is Grenache.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize until earlier today that that actually started in Spain
Garnacha. Garnacha. That's what they think, that in the northeast corner of Spain, Garnacha was growing, and it leaped across the Pyrenees and landed in the south of France, where it's doing very well. The two countries, two regions, south of France, northeast Spain, really rely on it very heavily. And the thing is that it's considerable differences in the character. The first one I want to talk about is called Tres Picos. It's by Borsal. It's $17. This is a medium to full-bodied red wine, tons of flavor to it. And what you don't get is the kind of wild, what they call the garrigue, the smell of a French weedy field, you know, that's just so wonderful. You get that in the French. You do get certainly a lot of spiciness, a lot of vibrancy in the wine, a lot of good acidity and a lot of brightness. And that's what I find in the Spanish varieties. In this one, the aroma features blackberries, earthy notes, field herbs. And on the palate, you get a rustic red with plummy, spicy flavors, strong tannins, and that bright acidity that really makes it a lot of fun.
Well, that's really the highlight of the grape, I think, is that bright acidity.
I think so, too. Here's one that I consider just a tremendous value. It's called Breca, B-R-E-C-A, from Calatayud, $18, 100% Grenache from the central northern Spain. The wine has a strong aroma of buttered biscuits and blackberry jam, which is really nice.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's got the yeastiness, you know, in there. It's just a powerful wine, 16.5% alcohol,
That's big.
It kind of hides it. The wine presents a swirl of flavors, raspberry toffee, black coffee, blueberries, that kind of black cherry thing with a touch of white chocolate on the finish. This has got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And for $18, this is really just a monumental wine. Big wine.
Big.
Garnacha isn't always big. Here's one called El Circo Garnacha Acrobata.
Okay.
This is $11. It's just kind of a nice, simple wine. And it's a lot more supple, a lot kind of toned down.
Okay.
But very, very approachable. So the other two are Saturday night dinner wines. This is just a nice everyday wine to have. And it's really lively and fun. I'm saving the best for last, though, Hugh, because I want to really devote a little bit of time to this wine. The whole concept of value in wine is relative.
Sure.
You can have a really, really nice $12 bottle of wine that over-delivers. And you can have a, say, like a $25 bottle of wine that just should cost two or three times as much.
Right.
And that's what we're talking about here. This is a wine from from Priorat, which is a very highly esteemed region. De Muller is the name of the family that owns the property, and it's called Legitum. And it sounds like the word legitimate, which it was. It was one of the very first of the modern Priorats to be made back in the 1880s, and they've been in business ever since then. Hugh, this wine just flat out blew me away. The scale of this wine, the depth of this wine, the flavors of it, the concentration, the sheer quality of this wine was so impressive. And $25 a bottle is about what it should cost.
That's awesome.
Priorat ordinarily can get up to $50, $75, $100 a bottle.
Right.
So to get a Priorat at this price is really, really amazing. I liked it very much. Legitum from De Muller. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.